Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. What's going on, L'Oreal?
Hey, how are you?
I can't complain, but
you're shining over there. You look nice and glowing.
Baby, it takes one to know one. Your hair is popping. That shirt look good with this thing. Out here,
you know,
go.
Macy's. All Macy's.
Is she from Macy's?
She from Macy's.
Make sure you upload her to your personal shopping page because I will be stealing your shirt. That is
okay.
So bomb.
Let's do
now,
it.
Now, we have to get into this week because last week was apples and bananas. Super Bowl went down. You already know I'm from LA, so I feel a different kind of way. You were in the building, so we definitely have to undress that. And we have to do a nice little Valentine's Day recap. Talk about all the love that was in the air. Speaking
That's
of
right.
love that was in the air, it was a lot going on in the air with Ciara and Russell Wilson leaving a Super Bowl party when Future showed up. My God. And Van Jones has decided to consciously co-parent with his homegirl. Girl, I mean.
Oh, my goodness. Speaking Lord, of homegirl, Nelly, I had to call all my homegirls because Nelly and Little Fizz had their, you know what, exposed on social media. I don't know if it was on purpose or not, y'all, but it goes down just like it's going down in my DMs, and we're going to unpack that.
And for our final question to undress, this happened.
I feel like he need a black girl because that's the only thing that's really going to make Kim mad because that's the only thing she can't be. She want to be a black woman so bad. Like, I can't even take it no more.
That's my point.
So, yeah, it's going down.
No.
Make sure you listen to hear how we undress this mess on the Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you by none other than Macy's.
Speaking of Macy's, the New Year's fitness goals do not have to fade away with the cold weather, okay? We made some resolutions. We made some promises to ourselves to stay fit and to keep that sexy popping. But the cold weather can absolutely put a damper on it. However, Macy's, make sure you are definitely dressed to death for the cold weather. They do not compromise when it comes to style. Macy's has the chicest workout clothes. They have the complete look with puffer jackets and sneakers. You can keep your look popping and feeling good from head to toe. All you got to do is something really, really simple. Just head on over to Macy's.com/theedit. That's Macy's.com/theedit.
And don't forget, we still have our anniversary giveaway. Yeah. It's our 1 year anniversary, you know.
Hey.
For the month of February, we are giving one lucky loyal listener a whole $1,000 Macy's shopping spree.
$1,000.
That's a lot of clothes. That's a lot of things you could buy. A lot of beauty products. A lot of blankets.
A lot of workout clothes. You can get some Valentine's leftover gifts. Everything.
All you got to do is know the keyword, and that keyword is dynamic. Ooh. And you could go to the undressingroompod.com and click on giveaways and just enter that keyword we just told you, which was what again, Eva?
Just like you, dynamic.
Oh, and like you as well. And you can win your $1,000 Macy's shopping spree. But we're going to get into the show because a lot of things went down this weekend.
Baby, they did. Now, this weekend was absolutely amazing. Love was in the absolute air, sprinkling it on everyone. If you're a lover, if you're just a friend, it doesn't matter because love is amongst us. Now, how did you celebrate your Valentine's Day? Because you got options, sis.
So this Valentine's Day, I was on the plane pretty much the whole entire day because I was leaving from LA and I had to go to my favorite spot, which is never open on Mondays, but it was this Monday, Crustaceans. So I went to Crustaceans.
Crusties.
I had me some good old crab, some Dungeness crab and some garlic noodles. Yes. And I got on the plane and I headed back to Atlanta. I didn't land until 1 a.m, but you know, I have nice gifts that was waiting for me, and that's all that matters. But I spent it by myself.
You spent it by yourself?
I mean, I was on a plane. And
you
I was
know what,
friends.
Lo? You were not alone. I would like to give you some statistics to let you know how the country is dealing with Valentine's Day. So according to CNN.com, there are four potentially troubling stats and one potentially positive sign about love here in the U.S. So the first one is we are at a 30-year low for sex. That means 26% of American ages 18 and up did not have sex once the past the 12-month mark. Oh, my God.
So wait, they haven't had sex in 12 months?
No, that means that once they're dating, after 12 months, the sex drive subsides. And so it's no longer what it used to be. Now, we are also at a 30-year low for living together. A lot of people won't get married if they do not think it is financially feasible. Smart. And according to Pew polling, partnership is at an all-time low too, not just marriage. 30% of adult ages 25 to 54, the same age bracket as the Pew study, indicates that they did not have a steady partner. And many Americans will not get their partner a card for Valentine's Day. They say, nope, you got me. I'm not getting you nothing. However, there is one good thing in all these statistics. The divorce rate is at an all-time low right now.
Oh,
in
really?
Comparison to the beginning of the pandemic when it was at an all-time high.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They just realized it's cheaper to keep her. You know what this makes me happy to see? The reason why I'm happy, as even though these stats are crazy, is it lets you know you're not alone. Because there's a lot of pressure when it comes to Valentine's Day that you have to be in love, that you have to have someone. And so when you get polls like this and you realize that you are like a lot of the average people in the world that might have spent it by themselves, that are not buying gifts, that, you know, you don't feel like you're doing something wrong.
Right. But I'm looking at Instagram and it don't look like those statistics are adding up. Because if I look on Instagram, everybody happy and love, living together, hanging out, buying Valentine's Day flowers and cards. I don't know if this is just a facade, but from what I saw yesterday, it was the complete opposite. But I guess that just goes to show you how much people be fronting out here in the world.
Baby capping, not pushing P.
Yeah, you get what I'm saying? But I do believe that divorces are really expensive. You have that to factor in. You have the fact that, you know, we're still...
So they staying together, they just not happy because they don't want to pay.
Yeah, I think they don't want to pay. Or it's like a Kanye situation where, like, a lot of people not even letting you out the situation. Maybe they feel like y'all should still stay together so they don't want to sign those divorce papers or whatever the case. Sometimes that happens as well because he won't
Very
sign those.
Very much so.
Uh-huh. And then, you know, the price of cars, the price of houses, everything is going up right now. It takes so long to wait for a car. If you order a car or whatever, the price is high. So people probably sharing a car. They can't afford to do any of these things alone right now. And what unemployment rate is down too, isn't it?
Yeah, the employment rate, I mean, unemployment was at an all-time. It was like 42 million Americans at the top of last year. The numbers have gone down. I can say that Black women, though, still lead in those that are most unemployed when it comes to our culture. So Black women, Black men have been able to find a few more jobs than we have. But let's talk about employment and transition into those who worked the Super Bowl. Listen, I know I'm biased. I'm just going to say it. I ain't right. I ain't wrong. I'm from the West Coast. That was hands down, besides from Michael Jackson, the best Super Bowl halftime show in history.
Everybody Black feels that way. This is the first rap halftime show produced by Jay-Z of everybody and their mama Dre brung out. It was fire to dances.
It was so crazy. So we knew that Dr. Dre was headlining there, right? And that Snoop was going to be in the building. But there were other artists that hit the stage. Mary J. Blige does it like she always does. Never disappoint.
Wait. You capping. She performed the two songs I hated the most. I'm the biggest Mary J. Blige fan, right? And I get it. What you call it? No drama is not produced by Dre. So she did not have to do no more drama. Everybody started crying. We were supposed to be happy and celebrating.
Oh my God, I cannot believe you just said that. What was there not to like, Lo?
And the hateration, when that came on, I understood. Okay, Dre produced it and hateration, holleration. Okay, Mary has the most epic songs ever. You did no more drama at the Super Bowl. Everybody was sad. In the room, everybody was dancing, even to hateration. And then when no more drama came on, everybody was sad, looking like they about to cry.
You are completely wrong. When I tell you, from head to toe, from her hair to her wardrobe,
she killed that.
Boots,
she killed that.
That high thigh that she do. When I tell you Mary J. Blige was in the place to be, she shut it down. She killed it. I'm sorry. She killed it.
No, the No More Drama wasn't it.
Because it was a multi-generational song. It's one of those songs that it doesn't matter if you are in the church, if you are of the world, if you are in your 60s, if you are in your 20s. It was
all
a
of
record
that stuff. No. All that stuff you saying don't equal Super Bowl. Super Bowl, young, fun, energy, wow, winning. Okay.
Let me tell you why she did it, though.
The reason
why she did No More Drama is because there were a lot of fights over the Super Bowl weekend. You already know that came to my
town.
They did not pay their hood tax. They did not pay their hood tax. Mm. So L.A. already had a spike in crime during the COVID, and security was super tight this past weekend. Now, I know y'all heard about the situation with the baby. The baby ran into his daughter's mother, Danny Lay's brother, Brandon, who already threw out a threat and when I see you on site type of message a while ago, mm-hmm. at a bowling alley event over Super Bowl weekend. Now, it was not a fair fight for so many reasons. For starters, they were on the lane of the bowling alley, so the ground had them. They was slipping. They was sliding. It was not where you were supposed to fight. No grip at all. It did not go well for the brother. Let me just say that. Because
no, it didn't.
In addition to the fact that the floor was real slippery, the baby had four other guys with him. And somehow the baby claims that it was self-defense while facing an assault charge now with a deadly weapon. I don't know, but the baby got hands. We already knew the baby had hands. And mm-hmm. I think you could really test someone's hands when y'all both slipping and sliding on the floor.
The baby got hands and the brother had mouth. And then he got punched in his mouth. So now he's not talking no more. But I will say this. I heard some rumors. I didn't get down to L.A. until Friday. But this happened, Thursday night?
Thursday, yep.
And from the things that I was told from friends that I had that was there, the baby, Danny Lay's brother, I'm sorry, he approached the baby more than one time. That was not the first time that the hands got thrown. That was just the first time they really beat him down. They was already trying to get him out of, you know, the baby's face. And those other guys were security. So it really is their job to protect the baby. But I could see from what the baby was saying was, you shouldn't threaten people.
And you shouldn't, because you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. Like, L.A., that's my town. And you don't mm-hmm. play in L.A. The gang culture is not for sale. It is not for TV. It is real. That's why seeing it at the halftime show, seeing them crip walk, wearing khakis, like, culturally, that's our thing. And so people went out to L.A. not realizing that we don't play games. There was another
incident.
Yeah, but
the baby not even from there. The baby just don't play at all. And
at
you
all.
Know that. You know
but
that. Everybody knows
high.
That. We've seen it. We've seen him knock out numerous people. No matter how corny
he
or
knocked
you
somebody's
don't like him.
Pants off. Do you remember that? That man, he knocked that man. Was his pants
well,
off.
That man, the man died, but not too long after. But, but yeah, I would say, like, we all know that the baby's no stranger to using his hands. He can fight. And the brother asked for it. I will say, I know he was
been calling him out, Lo.
Yeah, he called him out on numerous different platforms. He went on TMZ. He mm-hmm. offered money to fight or all kind of stuff. So it just happened how it was supposed to happen, and he got beat up. He lucky he didn't get killed, because the baby already killed somebody in Walmart.
Well, you know what? Him and a few other people, because there was an incident early on Saturday morning. There was a shooting outside of a club where Justin Bieber was having his after party. Kodak Black and three others were shot. Now, they are expected to be okay, but that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, you know, the baby might have did what he did because he did not know how the brother was going to come at him, because there is so much gunplay, because he has been threatening him. So he didn't know, and he just had to take care of himself. That is self-defense at its finest.
And I'm going to have to say thank God for morning radio, because if it wasn't, I would have been at that Justin Bieber party. My friends was over there. I decided to go back to my room and lay down because I was tired.
You prioritize your work job.
I was tired. But what I did hear is that, you know, Kodak was coming out the club with Gunna. They were standing on the side, and an altercation started, and it had Kodak's friend involved in it. And the fight made it to the sidewalk. But I did hear that it was another rapper involved, and the rapper dates another rapper
was they pushing
that
P?
Has to do with this, huh?
It was pushing P out there because that's Gunna, right? That's his little saying.
Oh, yeah. He was out there with Kodak, but the person that they was fighting supposedly was another artist who's in a relationship with a rapper. So, you know, that his name hasn't come out yet. So I'm waiting to see what's going to happen. It's Coi Leray's boyfriend. Let's just put it like that. I heard he was involved. I don't know if that's true or not. But
Coi Leray, isn't she a lesbian?
Because her boyfriend looks like a girl, but other than that,
my God.
You thought that her boyfriend was a girl, didn't you?
I was right now years old. Oh, my God, L'Oreal, I am dying.
Oh, my God. I don't know if that's true.
Don't even cut this out because I feel like other people didn't know either. I absolutely thought this woman was a very proud member of the community. I had no clue.
The crazy thing is I asked him before, like, if he was felt the way his name Pressure, if he was mad that, you know, people would call him a girl. And he, you know, he just said he was used to people saying he looked like a girl all his life.
That doesn't mean he's pretty, because I just thought that, you know, he has a very pretty face for a man.
That's hilarious.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Anyway, let's talk about Ciara and Russell Wilson. They left a Super Bowl party reportedly when Future showed up. Now, Drake had a concert. It was real big. Everybody and their mother was out there. And Russell Wilson and Ciara was in the building. So when he brought out a few special guests, and one of those special guests was none other than Future. And we all know Future, Ciara, and Russell Wilson. They don't have the best relationship all because of obvious reasons. You know, Ciara used to be with Future. They got a baby together, baby Future. That's his real name. Anyway, shade has been thrown on both sides for years. The couple immediately had the cops escort them to their car. Maybe they were tired. Maybe it didn't have anything to do with
L'Oreal.
Future.
What? Did you think they were tired?
I'm tired of this. I'm
Would
tired.
Would you do that,
Future,
though? Would you leave a party with your current man, husband, the father of your children, because your ex came through?
Hell no. Are you kidding me? You're not about to run me out of a good time.
Me neither, like, sis.
Yeah, you know how much longer you're going to be up there? You know you wanted to sing the records. Like, just be normal, or they're going to write stories like this about you, and you're going to be looking crazy. And Future looks regular. Like, he looked like he won in this situation. Do you have a good relationship with any of your past exes?
I don't have a bad relationship with any outside of one who's just not clinically here. but besides from that one, which is completely outside of my control, I don't have a negative relationship. I also don't have a relationship at all with them. So it's not like bad blood. But if I walked in a spot and like my ex was in there, I wouldn't leave. Like, what's up? I say hi to him and his wife. Or
what if it was your party and the ex came in? Would they be allowed?
I mean, it depends on the party. If you gonna make my pictures and my function more popping, then welcome. Because when I move on, I'm a Scorpio. Like, I move on. Yeah. I exhaust everything while I'm there. And when I check deuces, I don't look back. I'm like a horse with them blinders on. I'm straight ahead. So
I do not play.
You bring who you want to. Bring women. Bring a few. Bring one. Come by yourself. I don't care.
Okay. Well. That's that on that. I'll probably be like, why are you here? You could go. Like,
I remember I was at a party once, and it was my birthday party in LA. My birthday is the day before Halloween, so I'm always doing a Halloween party.
Right.
And I had just made news about my donor and I. So all my people around me knew that he wasn't supposed to be around. And like Amber Rose was there dressed up in her stuff, and Black China and Christina Milian, like everybody was in the building. So I remember Amber reaching over to me, and she says with the most Philly accent, ain't that your baby Flava? And I was like, excuse me, isn't that your baby's Flava right there? And he was definitely there in the rafters looking weird as hell. But I did feel awkward just because I had a restraining order and that should not have happened. But
security.
Exactly. It's honestly, sometimes it's not even you. It's your friends. Like, you're not going to mess up her night. No, pimping. You got to go.
Right. How he was finding things.
My God.
You're like, please leave me alone.
Listen.
I left you alone.
There has to be some other things to do in a day. There has to be.
I mean, parenting can't be easy. That's why, co-parenting is very important when it comes to a lot of different situations.
Absolutely. Speaking of co-parenting, have you heard the latest on Van Jones? Now, is exploring, and I've just learned, this term, it's called conscious co-parenting.
Right.
So there are several unconventional ways of dating and having children that are getting more popular. You've heard of uncoupling and things of that nature.
I was about to say, not unconscious. Bill Cosby knows something about that.
Listen, that's called a Quaalude, sis. But have you ever even heard the term conscious co-parenting?
No, I haven't. But once it gets broken down, I can understand. And I've heard people do similar things. I just didn't know it had a term.
Yes, yeah. I didn't know it had a term either. I think we hear it a lot in alternative relationships, people planning to have a baby. But conscious co-parenting is where two people decide to have a baby, but they are not a couple. They are deciding to raise a child together. So they both want the luxury and liberty to be able to parent that child. However, they go into it knowing we ain't never going to be together. Ever, ever, ever. So, Van Jones recently decided to do this with his friend, Naomi Zamoka. Now, she's a monitor at the Los Angeles County Office of Inspector General.
How do you even become cool with this woman?
It's Van Jones. I mean, he also went to space, and he got money from Jeff Bezos.
He got a lot of money.
Which is why I think this conscious co-parenting. Listen, let's get into it.
He could consciously have called me, too, if he wanted to.
Listen, so after the lockdown, Van, who already has two children, decided, you know what? I'm ready to go in for another child.
He realized
that his platonic friend, for those that don't know, platonic means there is no relationship romantic at all.
Sure.
Naomi also wanted to have a child. So TMZ sources said that they made the decision to have a child together over a friendly meal. Oh, do you think that they're actually doing the act, or is she going to get like artificially inseminated?
What does friendly meal mean? Friendly meal?
They just welcomed the baby girl to the world. Now, L'Oreal.
Oh, the baby is here already.
The baby here. So would you have a co-parenting situation with a platonic friend? Like, is that something that is in L'Oreal's warehouse? And if you did, would you get pregnant the traditional way, or would you get inseminated?
I had this conversation with a friend of mine. We had said for many years, like, if at a certain age, neither one of us had kids.
Yes, you told me about that.
We would have kids together. And then, like, I think... So we were going to try it, right? But like, we also, like, as much as we get along, we also don't get along too. And it's like more so, I don't know, I would feel like if it came to a child, it would be different because the things we don't get along about is stupid. Like, we'll argue about like the vaccination, but like, we'll really stop talking to each other for like 2 days.
That's
like,
passionate though. I think that's healthy.
I think so, too. So I never thought, like, anything would be wrong with that. But, like, I don't know. Like, sometimes I think that that would be okay. And, like, when I look at situations like Kanye and Kim, because I'm like, oh, my God, imagine if I had to deal with that for the rest of my life. And it was, like, somebody I used to be in love with, and then we hated each other.
Yeah.
Opposed to somebody that I know we're friends. I know that we can get along and figure this out together. I don't know. I'm still kind of on the fence, man. I think
so. You're not completely opposed to the idea, but however, you're not signing up today.
Perfect. I like how you explained that because I don't think there's anything wrong with it for real. But I think when you have kids already, then it gets a little weird to me because it's like, bro, what are you doing? Like, did you desperately need to have a
kid? Well, he has two kids.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, why did you do this?
But Let's just go ahead and throw out there what it is. Van Jones received an insane amount of money from Jeff Bezos not too long ago.
$100 million.
To do as he sees. With that being said, money is not an option.
He already had a couple dollars.
He did. He had a few.
He didn't have
but
$100 million. Yeah, he ain't had that.
I mean, that is, you know, Georgia Powerball numbers. That can make a million.
Pick somebody. He picked two people at that to give $100 million to, like, bro, I'm over here. You don't see me.
All we can get is some gold flakes and a cocktail. Where is the $100 million?
Well, what do you think about co-parenting with a friend? Obviously, you don't need that. But, like, if a friend was to tell you that that's what they were going to do, what advice do you think you would have for them?
I think that when it comes to co-parenting, if you're going to do it in this fashion, I think you have to think long and hard about it, because the way you feel right now is not often the way you're going to feel later. And I think you have to take into account the fact that you might change your feelings, but when you have a child, that does not change outside of them growing older every day. And so as romanticized as the idea of, like, oh, I'm somebody's mom. Somebody mom means that you have to make sure that they are breathing, thriving, getting everything in life that they deserve. And I know personally, having three kids, that's not an easy feat. And when you don't have a partner, now I know that conscious co-parenting is a partnership, but it's different when you have a child, and it's something about having a partner that you're connected to on a level that's beyond this child that allows you to make decisions and sacrifices and the things you need for this kid more doable.
I mean, y'all support each other and you know what each other is going through. And I also believe that sometimes we give in too easy right before the prize comes. So we'd be like, well, I'm probably never going to meet the right guy, so I might as well do this. And then as soon as you get pregnant, you meet Mr. Wonderful and you sit here pregnant with your friend's baby.
5 months pregnant, talking about some, that's just my baby daddy.
You get what I'm saying? Speaking of pregnant, I heard Nick Cannon has another baby on the way.
You got to be lying.
I'm dead serious. That would be baby number 9.
Why you Mufasa? Why is you lying?
I don't know. This is just something else I've been, you know, LA, when you go there, it's like the city of secrets. And
welcome
everybody
to my city.
Everybody was spilling the tea to me this weekend. So
nobody's been outside lately. So, you know, we was waiting for somebody to talk to. And
you
got the right one with L'Oreal.
These is rumors that I'm giving y'all, but 85% of these rumors be true out here.
Some validity in there. If you didn't know, you're listening to the Undressing Room podcast presented by Macy's. Mm-hmm. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page so you can get some cute threads like me and L'Oreal over at Macy's.com/The Undressing Room.
Yes. Now let's talk about Nelly and Little Fizz, because they showed their you know what last week. Let's just put it like this. I don't know what happened. It was actually two entertainers that got leaked nudes. Well, I'll say three, because also Isaiah Rashad, I don't know if you're familiar with him from TDE. He had a whole nother kind of video, but let's stick to these two.
Because these two weren't good.
Well, his just so happened to be with men.
Lord have mercy.
So we're not going to talk. Let's stick to Nelly. So Nelly, he accidentally posted a video of himself with a girl.
Oh. I saw the video.
Little Fizz also had an accidental dropping of a video as well. And apparently they're saying Little Fizz's came from OnlyFans, that he has this page where he's actually selling these videos and things of that nature. Now the internet went in on both of them, as they apparently had higher expectations of the two, because Nelly wasn't. Well, some fans were intrigued by Nelly. Others suggested that that's why he lost Ashanti and she began trending. Poor thing. She didn't even have nothing to do with this. She was over there with Flo Rida minding her business.
She literally didn't have nothing to do with it. She was like, no, thank you, sir.
No, thanks. That's why she didn't want to go back. Anyway, he did apologize, Nelly, because it showed the woman very visible in the video. And he claims it was an old video. He didn't mean for it to come out. He was trying to send it to someone
else. Who does that, though? Like, who takes a video of themselves in such an intimate act? Like, who does
everybody
that?
And their mama nowadays, because we done seen them all on the internet. But they're saying Nelly was trying to send it to his friend and instead posted it to his Instagram stories. And as far as Fizz, he got outed because of his OnlyFans page. Now, do you think that this was on purpose? Was this for attention? Or was, you know, this is just something that they did accidentally? And do you do any kind of explicit photos? Because I know even as a model, you got topless.
Now, art depicts life. So if I'm acting in the new season of All the Queen's Men, there is definitely nudity and sex.
Ooh,
and stuff like that.
Eva!
Baby, it goes all the way down. But once again, it's art. I wouldn't do a video of like my husband and I's intimate time because right. It's our time together. It's not my jam at all. I think when it comes to them, this was a full accident. But I think the lesson that's being learned is if you can't accidentally send a nude if you don't have the nude. So don't mm-hmm. take the nude.
Like, I don't know, Eva. You seem like you got nudes in that phone.
No, I just go to I go to a website.
Where's the website? I feel like if like you're away from Mike for too long, you're gonna send him a little something. Like hubby ain't gonna be over there just dry.
No,
out.
I don't. Only because of stuff like this. Like phones get hacked, emails get hacked, stuff gets out there. I had my ex take a picture when I was pregnant in a tub and put it online. I'm like, it's a pregnancy picture. How do you make that perverted?
I think all these hacks make you think twice before doing things like taking pictures or video. Video for me has always been weird. Like, how do y'all do it? And the reason why I say that is because it's like, if you're really into it, you're not trying to be cute. Like,
let me give you one little key during this Valentine's Day week to marriage. It's sex. So if it's not thinging the way it's supposed to, we have a problem because you're going to get on my nerves. I'm going to get on your nerves. You're going to want to strangle me. I'm going to want to strangle you. What is going to keep us together is that
bedroom. But don't make it good.
I mean, I'm saying, I don't know. I bet today.
We're moving on. And speaking of big, there was something that was not so big going down in my DMs. Yeah, it was kind of crazy. And it must have been all because of this Nelly and Fizz hoopla. They heard me on the radio and uh-huh. we were talking on the Morning Hustle show about the leaked photos and a guy decided to send me his picture. Now
you are lying.
I'll just say it. It was smaller than all three of those put together. Like all those guys. Do you think this guy was trolling me?
No, you know what you respond? You respond with the emoji with the magnifying glass.
Okay. Let's go on to the next one. Now, this one was kind of surprising because it's a person that I'm actually, that I know that we know that like is a known kind of person.
Oh,
and first he just hits me with the need to get you on a flight, which that's never going to happen. Once I do, you're not going anywhere.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
And then he says, you got some pretty ass feet. I don't know why that creeped me out more than the other ones. I'm like, oh, so this dude is one of them, a creep. Like when you get to talking
why is he a creep? Because he likes feet and you have
because the
feet.
People that slide in my DM about the feet pictures. And like, I got one guy that keeps every freaking picture that I put that has a toe in it. He's like, only feet, swipe up. Only feet coming next. Only feet. Please start an only feet. And I didn't even know there was an only feet. Is there?
There are quite a few pages on OnlyFans that are foot fetish. And I would not be surprised if they have launched an only feet page. That is absolutely crazy. But, you know, to each its own. Speaking of feet, did you see Shaq's feet right lately? Shaq and Rick Ross.
No, but I know that Shaq has to have some disgusting ass feet because he looks like, I know Plies keep showing his feet and people are like threatening to unfollow him, but his feet look nice to me. Shaq got him a toe, don't he?
Shaq's feet and that level of ash and that level of crust.
Ew.
He explained, someone said to him, like, hey, don't you represent Gold Bond? Like, what's up? He's like, yes.
What's Gold Bond?
Gold Bond is that medicated foot cream.
I thought it was jock itch or something.
Well, I think there is a powder you can do for that too. But the Gold Bond is what you put on your feet. It's super medicated. Like, if you put it on, feel like you're walking on charcoal.
Well, that's why he needs it, because his feet is messed up.
But he's like, no, that's just for ash. But it's like a whole...
Who was the other person?
Rick Ross, girl.
Ross got messed up feet?
Ross, yes. He been walking stumbling around Wingstop with no shoes on.
No.
Yep.
I just feel like he takes such well care of himself and everything's luxury. You would think that Rick Ross would be up to par when it came to something like that. That actually disappoints me terribly. And this is why, this is what I'm saying about these people that you think and we hold to a certain whatever.
That's why it's a compliment, sis. That's why him saying your feet being beautiful, that's a compliment, because we out here judging feet.
Okay, but that's like getting Fetty-ish. Fetty Wap-ish. I don't know.
Fetty Wap-ish.
I just looked at him a little funnier when he did that. I'm like, because at first I'm like, okay, this is normal with the first two are normal things that a guy
the first
like
two are
say.
Normal, but the foot is what got you. I
the
can't,
foot
I can't.
Thing made me be like, oh, he's like he's a creep.
But flying you out wasn't creepy.
I mean, all of that is creepy, but that's also normal. Like, I feel like that so many DMs say that. You want to get flued out? No, they don't say that, but they...
No, they do. Thank you, City Girls.
Okay. All right. They do. Speaking of City Girls, we got to help some of the City Girls.
Yes, we do need to help some of the City Girls. There's one girl in particular that has a lot to say in this final question to undress.
Period.
Period. Now, there is a narrative on social media that Kanye West would not be going through his current drama if he was with a Black woman. So, journalist Candace Bimbo.
Yes,
Candace Bimbo, make sure I said it right. She says, Kanye doesn't need a Black woman. Kanye needs therapy, medication, and personal responsibility. People, Black women especially, need to stop acting like we are the cure to foolishness. We are not Tylenol. We are human beings, and we deserve partners who are healthy and mature. Do you agree?
I do feel like we always be like, if a Black woman was there, it wouldn't be like that. Or if a Black woman did this, it wouldn't whatever, whatever. It'd be like, yeah, it'd probably be worse. Like,
no, well, I feel completely opposite of what Candace is saying. And okay. This is the reason why people say, like, if a Black woman was in office, it's like, or Black woman was in the space. Look at Maxine Waters. She the only kind of woman that's going to stand up there and say, reclaim my time. It is a cultural thing that we are as Black women that are strong, that we are astute, we are rooted, we are faithful. And there's something about the unwavering nature of a Black woman that keeps a household together. So the only thing I think they're trying to say when they say he needs to be with a Black woman is that he needs someone that's going to hold him accountable, that's not afraid to say what needs to be said, even in times where everyone else is afraid, that i.e. the Trump stuff, when he decided he wanted to run for president, when he decided he wanted to support, like, at the end of the day, a Black woman, like your auntie, your mama, your cousin, L'Oreal, Eva, we're going to say what it is. So that's what I think they're talking about, is like not having yes people around you, not having people that are just trying to do what you say, but someone that is not afraid to be honest to you and with you. And
but that could be a Black woman too, Eva. There's Black women out here that don't stand up and do what they're supposed to and speak their mind and stand up for what they believe in. And I think it's, when you're talking about as far as in a position, we always going to show up and show out when it comes to a position that we're put in. Not necessarily a toxic relationship, though. You know what I mean?
But
I think
to every great man is a great woman. So the saying says. And so it's just having someone that has your back that also has a backbone. There are Karens in this world that are not necessarily white, but culturally we give, that's them. Culturally, as Black people, we are what we are, which are strong. And so when it comes to holding your man down, I think, you know, I think it's a little bit different with Black women and white women. I do.
And that's true. I mean, like, you can hold your man down, but if you have a man that don't want to be held down like a Kanye West, then there's really nothing you could do. I don't think it's a Black woman or a white woman. I don't think it's got to be he wants to listen. He wants to trust you. He wants to. Right now, Kanye is just doing what Kanye wants to do. He's not listening to his idols. He's not listening to the people he looked up to. He's not listening to Jay-Z. He's not listening to these is people that he really respects and, you know, whatever the case, that has really told the truth to him and been there for him and helped his career or whatever the case. He's not listening to them. I think right now, and I get what you're saying, and yeah, you're right, there's certain things that we're not going to be okay with, but
yeah,
there's a
like
lot of things
around
that Kanye
town.
Right,
but married man.
And exactly, and ultimately Kanye would just be like, all right, you're not okay with this, I'm gonna move on, like he did with Amber Rose, like he did with anything else. It's like, you, the reason why Kim stayed around so long is because she was okay with it. You get what I'm saying? He gets rid of anybody around him that's saying a little too much and trying to direct
them. No, I think people cycle out. Like, everyone isn't meant forever. People are for a reason, for a season, and some hopefully for a lifetime. And I think the Amber Roses and a few other Black women that I know that he dated, Alexis, you know, I think that they brought something to the table as Black women foundationally, like where they come from. And love is an action word. So being there is one thing. It's how you show up that really defines who you are. And if he was around a strong Black woman every single day, I'm sorry, I'd see it. People say different things when I walk in the room because they already know it's not floating over here. It's just
a different
situation.
Yeah, but if that's
not
what you're looking for, that's not what you're going to accept into your life regardless.
But it's what he needs, though. The question
I think it'll
is,
be too reminiscent of his mom and he'll get rid of it just because of that. Like, you know, it's what it may be what he needs, but I understand what they saying too. Like, Kanye needs to fix Kanye before he ruins someone else. Like, I don't want to get.
I agree, but one person plants another water. So for all you know, your job is just to plant a seed in that person's life for this time. You know,
but he got to be willing to let you plant it. Is all I'm saying.
Yeah, but things are realized after the fact. You know, people, you have to be bold enough to even take that journey.
Some people may say, "I need a white guy."
but am I willing to accept that? We'll have a clash action suit against you. You do not need a white guy.
I don't know why, because you look at Eve, right? And she was in a situation where she's similar or had a similar attitude, and people would be like, they would never see Eve with a white man. She dated Stevie J, for God's sakes. But now she's with a billionaire white man and she's happy and doesn't even want to work no more. She's up underneath him having babies, doing things she never wanted to do before.
Yeah, because things change. You know, there's a saying, it's called a soul helper. My homegirl sent it to me the other day. She called me her soul helper. And that is an individual that comes into your life for a moment, a lifetime, or anywhere in between and helps your soul move towards growth, healing, and alignment. With that being said, you don't always have to wait to marriage until you're perfect, because you're never going to be perfect. You don't have to wait to be in a relationship when you got it all together, but you do need to be equally yoked, and you need someone that's going to challenge you to be your best version of yourself and vice versa. And when you got people you can walk over, I'm sorry, you're not going to pull up. You're not going to, which is what we have here today.
I just feel like if you're not willing to accept these people or things into your life, regardless, it ain't going to work. Like, and right now, Kanye, look at who's he accepting into his life. People that they're calling things, like they're calling him crazy, right? Antonio Brown, he's with him every day. Every single day now. He was around Julia Fox or whatever the case, just for clout. Like, people are in and out his circle every day. Like, I don't see, like, I know Black women that are around him. And I do feel like, I mean, he listens to them to an extent, but he does what he wants to do. Like, and I'm talking about strong Black woman. And he just,
I know, but it's different when you're in that soul space. Like, when you got my heart and I got your heart, it's different than
having
a manager.
His heart is with Kim right now.
I'm just saying, I'm not mad at what sis said, but you know, we're gonna disagree.
I feel like he need a black girl because that's the only thing that's really gonna make Kim mad, because that's the only thing she can't beat.
That's my point.
Yeah, now that I'll give you. I think that alone is gonna help him, just because she wanna be a black woman so bad. Like, I can't even take it no more.
You can't appropriate the culture when you are the culture. Like, he is the culture at the end of the day. And to couple that with someone romantic, that's also the culture. And she is queen of appropriating our culture. Baby, I'm sorry.
And I'm a biracial person or whatever. I was a biracial child. And I don't have nothing against like people dating.
They're not biracial though.
I'm just saying outside their race. But like all these white women he keep bringing into like a fame or whatever the case, I'm just sick of it. It's like Kanye, he got another Kim K lookalike that he's dating right now. Like, it's just like, stop it. He needs to take a second and reflect on himself. And just, if it ain't gonna be a black woman, it need to be no woman right now at all, because I'm tired of this mess.
Well, that was our final question. And if you would like us to undress your final question, be sure to go ahead and follow us on Instagram at The Undressing Room Podcast. Slide into our DM and boom, that's your chance to be featured.
And he gonna need somebody also to snatch up them kids, because them kids are a little unruly, starting with North. Baby. So that's when the black woman come into play. Because the black woman ain't got to play that with them kids.
But some tell me he not even going to allow that. He does not seem like the disciplining kind of father in that fashion. And you know Kim is not letting that happen.
Sit your ass down, North. Anyway, you're listening to the Undressing Room Podcast presented by Macy's. Log on to theundressingroompod.com for episodes and links to our Macy's personal shopping page. And that's it. We're going to get up out of here, right, Eva?
Yep, let's bounce, rock, roller skate.
Bye.
The Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production, hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcel and L'Oreal.
Executive produced by Kobe Kolb-Tyner. Associated producer Alexis Felder. Editing and production by Dunkus. Sales and corporate partnership, Josh Romani. Michelle Marino and Kadisha Campbell. Research, Lori Hall Flowers. Digital marketing, Sam Stiers, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Digital creative, Alvin Francis.
Content provided by MadamNoir.com, Bossom.com, and HipHopWire.com. Stay connected at TheUndressingRoomPod.com. See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.